Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study on the home, we were talking about when and how to discipline our children. Most of all, the need is for consistency. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
The rod here in these verses is not a rod of anger that's inconsistent and harsh discipline that teaches your child that you only use it when something they do irritates mom or dad. In other words, it's not over principle of right. It's not over discipline. And so as a result, there is confusion for the child. For example, you tell the child to go to bed. And he stalls, he waits, and you let him get by with it for 30 minutes, and then he goes on to bed. The next night, you spank him for not doing it. And then the night after that, you let him get away with it. Well, that's inconsistent. Sometimes you may spank a child for things that other times you don't spank them for simply because it bothers you. It irritates you sometimes, and it doesn't others. That's not the reason to spank. You're trying to teach them principles. You're trying to teach them right from wrong. You're trying to teach them discipline. That's why if a child doesn't go to bed when you say it's time to go to bed, they don't go to bed. It's good to spank them at that time and not to do it in anger, not to yell at them, but just simply in a calm voice after you've told them to go to bed and they don't, to say, you know, I've got to spank you. Don't want to, but I'm going to have to because you have not obeyed your daddy or your mama. And you're teaching them discipline. You're teaching them things like going to bed when they're supposed to and doing what they're supposed to do. You know, there's a Bible word, the word temperance. Part of the fruit of the Spirit is being temperate. And temperate basically is doing what you're supposed to do and not doing what you're not supposed to do, okay? And doing what you're supposed to do includes time to go to bed, it's carrying out that garbage, it's making that bed, it's yes sir, yes ma'am, no sir, no ma'am, it's dressing right, it's responding the first time you give a command. You see, those are things of discipline. But when you get angry and you only spank when you're irritated, you're not teaching them the right thing. As a matter of fact, you should spank them early, in other words, when they're young, and spank them often. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 24 says, he that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. Now, betimes means early. It doesn't mean at bedtimes. It means early. And so why would it say that you hate your son? You could say, wait a minute, I love my son, and that's why I don't spank him. It's too hard for me. Because you're not doing what is best for him. You're putting your own comfort zone ahead of that child. And you're not considering right or wrong. And so in the long run, you're hurting that child. So you spank your child, but always in love. Be sure they know it is for the offense and the evil. And then you give them the right instruction. Now, I realized that in our earlier messages that I told you about this, but let me just repeat it for those that may have missed the earlier message. When you spank a child, and it's a spanking offense, take them into a room privately. I don't think that if you're in a grocery store that you just turn them over your knee in a grocery store and start wailing away, okay? Take them into a room privately and make them tell you what they have done wrong. You know, we must confess to the Lord that we're sinners. And so you must have them tell what they've done wrong. Then ask them what is the consequence for that wrong. And when they tell you spanking, then you let them know, look, I don't want to spank you. I don't like spanking you. But this is the consequence, and I love you. I don't want you to turn out bad, and I want you to learn not to do this. It's very important that you learn not to do this. And so then you spank them. I always gave my kids 7 licks. Now, sometimes it went over that when I could see that the rebellious spirit was not broken. But 7 licks, I think, is good. And make the pain of the punishment greater than the pleasure they had in doing wrong. And then after you finish the spanking, walk out of the room. Give them about 4 or 5 minutes to stop crying. Then walk back in. Don't give them 30 or 40 minutes to continue to cry. It'll go in a different direction if you do. So you give about 5 minutes and you go back in. You put your arm around them. Let them know you love them. Let them know you're sorry that you had to spank them, but you're not sorry that you spanked them. Okay. Let them know you're sorry that they deserved a spanking and that you want them to do better. And you hope that you never have to spank them again for that offense. Now, let me also just place this in here as well. Sometimes a wife's help is better than your thinking with younger children, in that they can communicate better in order to teach or correct. In other words, they help a child to understand. Now, you don't change your standards. You don't change what you believe. You stick with what you believe, and you teach what you're supposed to teach. But sometimes it takes the wife's help to be able to explain those standards and those things and the reasons why. Don't withhold the rod. That would not be love. Now, you say, but what about a house where the parent is single? Maybe single by a divorce, maybe single by death, and they're widowed. Well, don't get away from the scriptural principle. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, it says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Now, don't try, if you're a mother, to be a man, that is, to be a dad and a mother. If you're a dad, don't try to be both a father and a mother. The child, your children, they need to learn the role assigned by God for your sex. And that role needs to be according to the Word of God. And it needs to be modeled in front of them as by the Word of God. A single parent must pray and ask God to lead them. And so from the Word of God, you teach the child, for example, for your mother, you teach your child what the mother's role is in life. And if you teach them what the Bible says and then you live that, then when you teach them what the father's role is, even though there's not a man around to see that or to learn that, at least they've learned to lean on the Word of God to find what they're supposed to do, because you've modeled that in your area. But now, if you're a woman and you try to be a father, if you're a father and you try to be a mother to your children, that's confusion. So you teach, and then you set the example in your role, and then you teach what the role of the opposite sex is to be. You say, well, what about in the case of step-parents? Well, my friend, the Lord did not change his word. The man is still the head of the home, even if he's not the biological parent of the children. And the woman is still in the mother's role and the wife role, and she should be treated with dignity, and the children must obey her as well and respect her when they're in her home. You see, God's word does not change in these areas. It's never right to teach your children that it's okay to treat that wife or that stepmother, stepfather without dignity and without respect. Now, that other parent, that stepparent, may have broken up the home. And it would be easy, for an example, for a wife to say, well, the stepmother's evil and wicked, and to always run her down to her children. But in the long run, that's going to do damage to her children. What she needs to do is still be the kind of a mother that God wants her to be the role model in that, teach her children from the Bible that, and let the Bible show the children what's wrong in the other one's life. Again, God's word does not change in these areas. I believe in situations like this, when a parent sees that they have a child that is disrespectful to a step-parent, that the parent should very vehemently show his or her disapproval, and then with great approval allow the step-parent to discipline them. That way they know they're on the same page and they do not divide you. If the principle of Scripture is going to be followed, then you must be scripturally, that is, biblically, united as parents. Children should have the security of parental agreement, especially according to the Word of God. Now, don't mistreat your child to show equality. Don't give in to a child that's not your biological child in order to show favor. Treat each child righteously. Always be just, not necessarily fair. Fair would be helping each child 20 minutes with their homework. But one child may be more inept, and they might require 30 minutes, whereas the other child would only require 10 minutes. You see, it's more important that you help your children learn that you minister according to need. You do what is just, not necessarily what is fair. Now, this will also mean if there are adult children, there must be an agreement. Again, fairness is not always right. For example, you have a child who is serving God and doing righteously, an adult child. Then you have another adult child that is drinking. They're away from God. They're not in church. Or they go to a church that its doctrine is not right or its practice is not right. Well, you do not help that child, that adult child, to continue in their rebellion. Don't buy their beer after you are dead. Some parents will help a child with electric that's away from God, pay electric, or help them pay a monthly rental bill. And what does that do? That allows that child to use the money they should have had for electric or rent or a car payment or an insurance payment, and it allows them now to use that money to buy more alcohol or to do their ungodly things. You see, separation is true whether an adult is your child or not. I wonder how many godly parents who use their money as God would have them to do, have left it to children who are not right with God, and that godly parents' inheritance is spent on the lust of the flesh. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.